Okay, welcome to Revolutionaire Corporatista. I wanted to talk about something that's metaphysical in nature. A lot of you might not get this, but I was reading a post on Reddit about the fact that people like Nietzsche and to an extent Stirner are often referenced by a lot of people in this alternative right movement. And Nietzsche, especially in The Gay Science, said something along the lines of who decides who is evil and who is not. Now, he was one of the foremost people who were against the rise of secular humanism in the Renaissance period. He was one of the first reactionaries of his time. One thing is for certain, people like Ivan the Terrible, Adolf Hitler to a certain extent, Joseph Stalin, these people were waging war against, other people, whether it be other Europeans or ethnic invaders. And the people that sit on the top branches of today's society, now, obviously, naming the Jew is way too easy here, but it's mostly rich, the rich Porky type people that are in the upper echelons of society, that are basically, most of them tend to be secular humanists or militant atheists who try to say it's basically hollow Christianity. The roots of secular humanism can be traced back to the days of Arianism, not Arianism with a Y, but with an I, where Jesus Christ himself, in this heretical movement, basically, was viewed as lesser than God, instead of God in three persons. And I only recently learned about this. It basically came from me looking at a meme, basically, and finding out, well, okay, and found out really what Arianism was. And Arianism is right, probably the reason why a lot of Christian liberals exist today. It's infected Protestantism greatly, the Catholic Church to a certain extent, unless you count, SSXP and traditional Latin Mass. Orthodoxy's relatively been untouched because, people, especially the people in mass media, obviously we all know they're liars. If you're here, you probably think the same way. Decide that, well, they're staying in the Dark Ages because they want to preserve their culture. And Nietzsche, I mean, even far back then, would counter that such liberal arguments that, oh, well, people like Ivan the Terrible and people like Adolf Hitler and people like Joseph Stalin, even Mao's China, were just trying to self-preserve. But apparently that's self-evidently evil, according to secular humanists, because I guess, so and so war is wrong. And a lot of that permeated through the hippie era of the 60s, basically with the rise of bugman liberalism. The degradation of society through the past 60 years accelerated. Now, I mean, acceleration is to a certain point, but I don't want the establishmentarians playing an active role in this. It should be the working class and poverty class, even the lumpen proles who should be doing this. Now, Bakunin and people like Stirner and people like, I'm trying to think of another one here. There is another one, Novatore. Believed in the propaganda by the deed. I don't understand why. And I just got banned from Lefty Poll the other day for suggesting this. I know it was kind of a troll post, but why would we not use left-wing insurrectionary tactics to establish a third position state? Their tactics can be useful. Even in so-called Marxist East Germany during the time of the Stasi, they used a lot of gaslighting techniques. It's not only physical warfare, but psychological warfare. Like, gaslighting is an effective technique to use against the enemy to literally make them think they're crazy. The problem is that Porky is the one who controls the media and is basically trying to gaslight us. Well, I mean, Christians will tell us, you know, oh, that eye for an eye is not a good thing. It makes the whole world blind. There's no sense. It's inverting the golden rule. That's satanic. I don't necessarily believe so, because Orthodoxy doesn't believe that. But, you know, it's one of the reasons why Arianism, why my original point of Arianism and the rise of, you know, universalism has led to the, you know, led to the Renaissance and the French Revolution, all that, you know, terrible stuff that basically led to where we are today. It just got faster and faster and faster. That's accelerationism. But it was accelerationism from our opponents that were causing the acceleration. And if they accelerate to a certain point, people are going to get really pissed off. That's one of the reasons why using psychological tactics and physical tactics, both propaganda by the deed and propaganda of the mind, like the Stasi used, and propaganda by the deed, like the Italian anarchists did, to bring about not a counter-revolutionary thing, but using revolutionary tactics of the left to establish a new state over what we have now. But Christians always will say that there's no excuse for violence. Back in the Dark Ages, that was never the case. I mean, Crusades, like Pope Urban II, basically were blessed. He blessed, you know, the cavalry and the Knights Templar into reclaiming Israel. And because of Arianism was forgotten for a long time, but it's permeated itself through Protestant churches and the Catholic churches. And that's why you see a lot of liberals, especially in city-dwelling areas, that believe, you know, this is basically secular humanism with a cross, basically. It led to both secular humanism and liberal Christianity, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of pagans look at us and say, oh, you guys are weak. I read an article a long time ago where Enoch Powell, who is a red Tory, proposed a fusion of Nietzschean ideals and Christianity, which seemed pretty ideal at the time, but he was far ahead of his time. I mean, he obviously predated the alt-right by at least 50 years. I mean, that's just amazing, but there needs to be a reclaiming of Christianity with masculine virtues. And the problem is with, you know, you look at people like Immanuel Kant, which, you know, he had some good ideas about, you know, he was an idealist, basically, you know, forming the perfect society. His execution was a little off. He was very utopian, and he wanted to have a better life for Europeans. His ideas were just the wrong thing. And it's what led to society degrading rather than rising. Like Nietzsche put in many of his books, he talked about being beyond good and evil, and the fact that these people are viewed as such tyrants by the secular humanists that control mass media must not be ignored. And frankly, I'm sick and tired of people teaching in history books these people were inherently evil for engaging in self-preservation, because they're not. But, you know, as long as liberalism exists, and as long as secular humanism exists, it will always be a problem. Now, I've read Hans Hermann Hoppe. I don't agree with his economic positions. Hans Hermann Hoppe had a problem where he wanted to kill off all the dregs of society. What he didn't get was that would also mean killing off poor white people. And that's fucked up. And I know, I'm tired of the helicopter meme as much as you are. But, you know, the physical removal aspect can also be used by people in the third position and leaning sort of slightly left, like Stalinists can use that too. Sometimes good people have to do bad things, and you have to do bad things to get good things. Unfortunately, with liberal Christians and secular humanists, they believe there's a strong dark line between good and evil. Whereas I believe, you know, there's either a gray area, you can be beyond it in order to accomplish the goals of self-preservation, which is what Christians should be doing today. Instead of whining about refugees and whining about how they need to preserve, you know, they want to say, well, you know, Christianity is all well and good, but we got to accept the migrants and stuff. Oh, so it's good to be an ethnomasochist, apparently. No, it's not. It's not good to be an ethnomasochist, and that's a problem with Christianity today, unless you delve into Orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is the only one that, and of course the mass media, likes to point out how backwards it is. And I don't even understand how that's backwards. If anything's backwards, ethnomasochism is backwards. It's basically like saying, hey, I'm just going to kill off my own kind and bring the immigrants in. You know, as long as they believe in Jesus, it's okay. But the problem is, these people, I know the politically correct will smite me for calling them savages. They don't care. Sometimes some cultures don't mix. And liberal Christians and secular humanists alike are willfully ignorant of this. They'll accept anybody as long as they convert to Christ. But they will not, like, they will not. You know, they bitch and whine about Muslims. They don't know the root problem, the root of the problem, the Greater Israel Project. You see Protestants who constantly clamor, especially Protestants and even some liberal Catholics to a certain extent, they constantly praise Israel while Israel turns around and gives them the middle finger and laughs at them for being clowns. Orthodoxy doesn't do that. But in short, to end this piece, I don't think that self-preservation is anti-Christian. And whether a lot of Christians like Nietzsche or hate Nietzsche, I know the majority of hate him because he was a strident atheist. Maybe some of his ideals can be applied to Christianity to make it masculine again in order to self-preserve. It's not about conquering other people or colonialism. It's about preserving your own people, your Volk. And that should be central to any society, whether you're Christian or pagan or anything. It's just that Christianity, because of Arianism of the early days and early heresy that's been debunked many times, they still will not listen, and this is what led to universalism. It's basically Christianity that was the precursor to Jews for Jesus, that basically believed that God was lesser, or God was greater than Jesus, rather than being one of the same and living, you know, eternally through him. And it led to a lot of the problems we have today with Christianity. Now, people will call people like me Christ cucks and stuff like that. I know the truth. I know the truth. It's Christianity is not manly enough anymore. Rather than abandoning it, maybe we need to do a lot of the undo a lot of the reforms that have been, you know, done for the past, oh, no, frickin' 1,000 years. I mean, come on. But in the end, as I always say, self-preservation is not anti-Christian. Protecting your people is not anti-Christian. All right. Thanks for listening to me. This has been a podcast for a revolutionary corporatista. And, you know, Sig Heil, and see you on the other side. Bye.